If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The draft programme for government commits to exploring restrictions on the sale of high caffeine energy drinks, including a ban on their sale to children. Donal O'Shea, HSE lead for obesity, joins us. Donal, is this something you welcome?
Oh, strongly support it. You know, these energy drinks have surged in consumption amongst young children and teenagers over the last number of years. Very good evidence that they're very bad for your ability to concentrate, for your attention span. If you have any tendency towards anxiety, it drives that. And they simply should not be freely available to purchase as they are at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm very positive about it.
Okay, and I must say, maybe I'm cynical, when programmes for government talk about exploring restrictions, I'm always slightly sceptical. Do you expect that actually they will progress with this?
I'm pleased to see it mentioned. It's a very comprehensive document overall. It includes a commitment to the new obesity policy and action plan, which I am delighted to see included. It includes a commitment to rare disease funding, which in a small country is very important. But you also do have to look at the small wins and the potentially quick wins and the benefits of stopping the consumption of vast amount of caffeine, plus the additives that go into it in these energy drinks, would be significant in the classroom, at home, and just in kids' ability to get on with trying to have a normal life with all the competing messages that are coming in. And these drinks are being promoted heavily through Snapchat, Instagram, and by influencers, not in the traditional advertising way. And many of these energy drinks parents won't have even heard of, but there'll be a massive craze in that teenage and young adult group.
Do you expect significant opposition to such moves to restrict them or ban them for kids?
There will be massive opposition. There will be the usual arguments about nanny state, about, that's job losses, all the usual threats that industry use when they're trying to oppose something that they fundamentally know the pattern of consumption that it currently is unhealthy, but it's good for their profit, and industry are profit driven.
Just very finally, your message to government, and your message to parents this morning. Your message to government first: get it done.
I think don't explore for too long. Take action, and to parents, to just keep their kids aware that this online influencer promotion of products is a thing that they need to be aware of, so that they're not just sucked into it hook, line and sinker, which is the way this kind of advertising and promotion works so successfully.
Donal O'Shea, HSE lead for obesity, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.